From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. Florida Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is campaigning for stricter gun laws in Florida. Gillum spoke today in Plantation after receiving an endorsement from the gun control group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. He listed ways to reform Florida's gun laws.
Domestic violence abusers should not have access to weapons where they can snuff out the lives of their loved ones. If you want to shoot a gun that can fire off 60 bullets in 60 seconds, you ought to join the military. Those weapons have no place in our everyday society.
Anne Marie Hobson is with Moms Demand Action and commended Gillum. Her daughter was shot in a drive-by shooting in 2012.
For 6 years, we've been trying to bring common sense gun laws, and I believe that he will be the man that is able to help us with this mission.
Gillum faced questions for fundraising with Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. Israel has been criticized for his response to the Parkland school shooting. Gillum said he's happy to receive support from elected officials who mean well. Four men are facing drug trafficking charges in Key West federal court. According to a report by the Drug Enforcement Administration, the four men were from Colombia and Mexico, and they were brought to court on Tuesday. Coast Guard officials stopped the men off the coast of Ecuador earlier this month. Nicaragua's political violence is now forcing people to flee, and many are coming to South Florida. WLRN's Tim Padgett reports organizations here are helping them find ways they can stay here.
For 6 months now, Nicaraguan protesters have called for the removal of President Daniel Ortega. They accuse him of turning the Central American country into a corrupt dictatorship. Ortega has responded violently. Human rights groups say security forces have killed hundreds of civilians. The unrest has prompted thousands of Nicaraguans to take refuge in neighboring Costa Rica and also here in Miami's large Nicaraguan community. But the Trump administration has made it increasingly difficult for refugees like them to gain asylum here. So on Saturday, two local immigrant aid nonprofits, the Nora San Diego Children Foundation and American Fraternity, Inc., will hold a seminar to help Nicaraguans prepare asylum applications. The seminar begins at noon at the Miami-Dade Public Library branch at Southwest 24th Street and 94th Avenue in Westchester. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
There's a play showing in Little Havana this weekend called Noche Cubana, and its promotional material shows one of the characters in the play with his face painted black and exaggerated big red lips, similar to U.S. minstrel show characters that are now recognized as racist. Roberto Morero is the producer of the show. He says after he received a few calls raising concerns about the actor in blackface, he has decided the character will no longer paint his face black for the show.
I don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want to harm anybody's feelings, and that was not our intention. Our show is about funny people, comedy, and music.
On social media, some took issue with the character and called for an end to racism in Latin American communities. Morero says the play is built on traditional comedic Cuban theater or teatro bufo, but he says the actor who is not black can still be funny without painting his face black. Earlier this year, another Spanish language play in Miami faced criticism from black Hispanics for its portrayal of a character in blackface. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins. Back to Andy.